Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How's everybody today? Amen. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing but a miserable Christian. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and in His presence is fullness of joy. 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 If you're miserable, it's because the presence of God's not with you. Get in God's presence, worship Him, come to the end of yourself, get filled with the Holy Ghost, repent for stupidity, and let His will be done. Amen? It's real simple. This is not a religious type of thing. It's about a relationship. The Word says what you sow is what you reap. What you sow out of your mouth is what you reap. And what you speak is what you eat. And what you eat is what you become. So there's power in life and death in the power of the tongue. So we must be careful of things that we speak. You know, you can go all the secular world system things. You can go to an AA meeting, an NA meeting, and all these things. And one thing, they go around the room and they say, "Hi, I'm an addict." How stupid can we be and still breathe? You'll stay an addict. "Oh, I don't use drugs. I don't use alcohol. I smoke. I fornicate. I gamble. Well, it's still addiction. That's the spirit. Does everybody understand that? The Bible says we don't fight flesh and blood, but powers of darkness. These are called demons. They're disembodied spirits that are looking for a host. So we need to stop being the hostess of the mostest. And we need to empty every room, because I can tell you they are not paying rent, but they're using you for food. But I'm a believer. They don't care. But I accepted Jesus 20 years ago. Then why are you still doing the same thing? See, if you don't have control over something, something has control over you. This is called reality. Reality is making what is unseen to become seen. As a follower and believer of Jesus Christ, in fact, that word "follow" means to believe. If you say you believe and you're still doing your own thing, then you're not a believer. Because to follow is to believe. To believe is to follow. And that foolishness has got to stop. Because everybody's going to stand before the judgment seat of God. "What'd you do with the life I gave you?" That's what He's going to ask. And if you don't remember, He does. It's called the Book of Remembrance. See, what's happening right now is there's so much that individuals don't realize. God says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." That's knowledge of truth, revelation, knowledge. You know, there's a lot of knowledge out there, but if you don't understand the knowledge, it's not truth. Look at how many believers don't even believe in the Bible. They don't take it literally, because there's been no revelation. Or they're involved in fellowships that don't teach the Word of God. They preach a couple things, and then everybody goes, does, and does cookie things and all their funny things. And, oh, they feed and clothe and shelter those in need, but they've never cast out a devil. They've never laid hands on the sick. They've never prayed in the Spirit, because they've never been baptized with power. And they go around doing the same old thing again. Listen, God wants to bring the body of Christ to another level, because time is running out. Does anybody know that? Everybody knows that something is about to happen, and I can guarantee you it is going to. It's not that it's about to, it is happening. We are in the process of that happening right now. We're watching a country that is at a point of no return, that was once blessed and now become cursed. The only thing blessed in this country is the body of Christ. Everything else is cursed. Has everybody got it? Well, there's still hope. I'll tell you what your hope is: in Jesus, not in this country. Our government has turned demonic. Our judges have turned demonic. Darkness has infiltrated in all areas now. Even the president, the ruler of this country, has declared that this country is no longer Christian. I'm surprised lightning didn't strike him. But God is fulfilling His plan. Because darkness must reach a level. Darkness is going to reach a level. And light is going to reach a level. So we're caught in between. But we have a choice to follow light or follow darkness. Amen? We have a choice. But if there isn't the area that we don't know what to make a choice of, because we are ignorant of what truth is, then we follow the wrong thing, don't we? I mean, as a child, I went to church, but I never knew the power of God. I thought it was religious. In fact, I thought old people getting ready to die went to church. What do they got to lose? I figured I still had a life ahead of me, not realizing I was dying already. I was dying. I was a dead man. I served darkness. Look, at darkness doesn't come up to you. The devil doesn't come, "Hi, I'm the devil, and you're going to serve me today, okay? He doesn't work that way. The Bible says that the devil is the most cunning beast created. You will serve him and not even know it. That's why if you don't know the truth, you're going to serve the lie. Somebody got that. If you don't know the truth, you're going to serve the lie. It's real simple. But thank God for Jesus. He came to pay the price for me and you, to make a way. But that's why when he came, he said, follow me. He didn't say, believe me. He said, follow me first. Because that's what belief is, to follow. But the enemy likes to put all kinds of things in our path to cause us to go in other directions, to prevent us from truly following. In 1 John chapter 2, would you go there, please? If you don't have a Bible, we have them. And if you go to church without a Bible, I encourage you too, because paper doesn't forget. If you proclaim to be a believer, you should have a Bible. It's called the Basics Instructions Before Leaving the Earth, B-I-B-L-E. Hello? Well, I don't believe the Bible. I only need to hear what's from the preacher. No, you need to learn or you'll burn. Hello? Anybody out there? Praise God. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. Is everybody there? Hallelujah. You can share them. We'll forgive you today, but next time make sure you got one. It's a weapon, right? Isn't the Word of God a weapon? It's like bullets that go into the... See, we carry Holy Ghost bazooka. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15, let's read it together. It says what? Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Wow. That is so profound, isn't it? I mean, think about it. He's telling it. He gives us the whole key. Look at man, don't love the world. What does he mean by don't love the world? The Bible says Jesus so loved the world that God gave of his only son. He came into the world because he loved the people. The world is ruled by Satan and his kingdom. It's darkness. The things of the world, what did he say? The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Those are the things of the world. Why? Because it's called darkness. It keeps people blinded. It keeps them in a state of being separated. They're separated. They're separated from what? Truth. You know, there are believers even today that are still blinded again. Pride has overtaken them so much that they can't even humble themselves. Listen, when you think you're somebody, you're in trouble. Has everybody got that? It's, I know who I am in him, not in myself. Because myself is my worst enemy. Amen? Pride is a killer. Lust. Lust of the eye. Lust of the flesh. Everything you see is promotion of darkness. It's promotion of fulfilling self. Fulfilling self. And spirits get fed on those emotions. The world promotes addiction. Look on TV. It's got little butterflies that fly to help you sleep. It's got things that promote sex. It's got things that help you to overcome your oppression. But the side effect is suicide. Oh, just every time you get a channel, man, it says, here, take a pill. Take a pill. Take a pill. And the word drugs is associated with the word pharmakia, which means black magic, witchcraft, and sorcery. That means deception. Listen, when you break a leg, you take pain, don't you? I mean, take a pain pill for the pain, right? We want to get rid of the pain. But it really doesn't heal you, does it? It doesn't fix you. What it does is deceive your brain that there's no pain. But the problem is that may last 3 days. Then you need to take more. Then you need to take more. Next thing you know, you're on the street. You're going to places where, I mean, I can't tell you how many people that we have counseled with and ministered to have started off with a simple thing of an accident, a pain pill that led from one thing to another. And then full-blown addiction with every other kind of drug. And prostitution, stealing, selling them, everything to fulfill that spirit. Because this is the spirit that wants to get fed now. It says, do not love the world because the world is darkness. That's where people are lost. L-O-S-T. Lost. Living outside salvation's truth. But I'm a believer, but you can still live outside of salvation's truth. In 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Is everybody there? And starting at verse 1, would you read it with me? But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves. Is that darkness? Yes. Lovers of money. Hello? It's amazing it doesn't say lovers of God. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, and having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people what? Turn away. Why? Because these are individuals that are carrying darkness and trying to penetrate light. They come in a form. The Bible even says that Satan comes as an angel of light, but we know he's darkness, isn't he? The Bible warns us many times that there'll be those with sheep clothing, but inward are what? Ravenous wolves. Evil, deceiving wolves. They will dress like a Christian. The Word tells us over and over, be careful of those who call themselves a Christian, but their fruit stink. That's why we must be able to discern. We're to be disciplined in that area. We're to be consistent so we can be sober or vigilant and alert. And alert. Remember, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? Steal, kill, and destroy. He comes in many types of ways and types of forms. Again, he's not going to come up to you today and tell you, hi, I'm going to trick you in this today. Listen, if the ruler of this world is Satan, then a lot of the technology and everything is ruled by darkness here. Does everybody understand? You know, we're seeing all kinds of, the Word even tells us that knowledge would increase. Well, knowledge of revelation knowledge would increase to the body, to those who are believers, so they can see more of what Satan's doing and his kingdom is doing. But there are still many who do not see. The Word tells us about wisdom of the world, which is demonic, but the wisdom from above is gentle. There's two types of wisdom. People are in awe of great wisdom people may have, but it's worldly wisdom. Worldly wisdom. You can go to college and learn all kinds of things and still go to hell. But there's something that we want to learn, and that's by the Spirit of God. He's the one who reveals the deep things of God. It should be a desire to you to leave a legacy behind. Not that you're a great businessman or you're a great mom or a great dad, but that you are a man or woman of God. That's the legacy we want to leave behind. The world is under deception. People are blinded because they live in darkness. The world is darkness. Has everybody got this? The world is darkness. In Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. In verse 5, it says, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. Was that called humbleness? Yeah. But only speak a word and my servant will be healed. What great faith. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and another one, come, and he comes, and to many servants, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, everyone say followed. Do they believe? Yes. Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom of darkness will be cast out into where? Outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Those are voices. When somebody's totally tormented, you know what you usually say? I hear voices. I can't get rid of them. Those are demons. Those are spirits. Is everybody okay? Outer darkness, weeping and gnashing of teeth. Outer darkness. And Jesus marveled at his faith. Everyone say, Lord, take the limitations off of my faith in Jesus' name. Matthew 22. Outer darkness. Hallelujah. In verse 2. The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to all those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. They were what? Not willing to come. And again, he sent out other servants saying, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding. But they made light of it. They did what? They made light of it. And went their ways, one to his farm, another to his business. And the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious. What king do you think they're speaking about? Jesus. And he sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good. Hello, that's why we're here. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in, he saw the guests, and he saw a man there that did not have on a wedding garment. In other words, he was not saved. It was called the garment of righteousness. And he said to him, Friend, it's the same thing Jesus said to Judas. Friend, how did you come into here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot. Take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called. That's called invited. The word called is invited. But few are chosen. There are many who are invited but reject the invitation, or they come to the invitation, but they eat the food, but never serve. And they will be cast into outer darkness, weeping and gnashing of teeth. Gnashing of teeth, demonic forces, voices that torment, outer darkness. Anybody want to go there? Matthew 25, verse 31. Actually, hallelujah. In verse, I want to go a little bit further back. Let's go to verse 14, 25, 14. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave five talents, to another two, to another one, and to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received five talents went and traded them and made five other talents. And likewise, those who had two talents gained more. But he who had received one went and dug it in the ground and hid his Lord's money. It's about salvation, accepting. In other words, God gives us all talents, doesn't he, and abilities. And these talents, our abilities, are used to infiltrate the world system to bring Christ to them. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received five talents came and brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me five talents. Look, I have gained five more talents besides them. In other words, I've added more to your kingdom. And his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He who also had received two talents came and said, Lord, you delivered me two talents. Look, I have gained two more besides them. And his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you rule over many things. Enter in the joy of the Lord. Then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you would be a hard man. Justification. Reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid. Oh, fear. Fear moves people out of position quickly. And went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. Listen, if somebody gives you something and you give it back to them, what does that leave you with? Nothing. Verse 26, but his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back some of my with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For everyone who has, more will be given, and he who has abundance, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into where? Outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Outer darkness. I want to talk about three levels of darkness in the area where there's outer darkness. First, I want to explain to you about the tabernacle of God. And these are some of the things that we've heard already, but the Spirit has quickened me to bring more emphasis on this because so many are in darkness and are even in outer darkness. The world is considered darkness, and in the world there's outer darkness. There's a place called hell that's called outer darkness. And then there's another place called eternal separation, which is outer darkness forever, to be separated from the presence of God. It isn't that Jesus actually casts us into those places. It's that we cast ourselves there. Outer darkness and hell was made for the angels that had fallen away, for Lucifer and Satan and his kingdom. It wasn't made for man, but because man became like them, man also goes there. If you've ever heard of people who have died and gone to hell and come back, there are many testimonies of people who have died and gone to hell and come back. And let me tell you, when they give their testimony, you don't want to go there. You know, people have a saying, well, it's hell on earth. Well, there is hell on earth, I got to say, in some area. It's called darkness. That's why the Bible says, do not love the world, because you're loving darkness. But come out from among them and be separate and do not touch what is unclean, and I'll receive you as a son and daughter. See, touching those unclean things opens the door to demonic activity. The Bible says, make no place for the devil. Why? Because the devil will bring blinders back on you and send you back into darkness, then from there, outer darkness. And you wonder how you got there. And it was just an open door. Look, and he looks for any loophole he can get. Any loophole. You know, Jesus said, I require now that every man repent for his ways, turn from his ways, and lift his hands to heaven and worship and praise the Lord and honor him. It's amazing how many places people won't even lift their hands to their Creator because there's really not that relationship. I know that when there's a relationship, what does a child do? Hold you. That's what my little girl used to say to me when she was little, Daddy, hold you. She couldn't say too many other words. Hold you. That's what God wants. He says be childlike with him. It's all he wants is a relationship with his sons and daughters. But the enemy wants to wipe us out into that place of pride and arrogance. Wants to wipe us out into that place and open the door to the enemy. So he comes and infiltrates us, takes us out, put the blinders back on, binds us up again, and drags us in hope that when we give up our last breath, we end up in hell. But God did make a way. In Psalm 51, outer darkness. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? In verse 1, would you read it with me? Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Transgressions. Those are what we call, that's the acts of associating with sin. Sin is the presence of evil. Transgressions are the acts that associate with it. Then there's iniquity, which is a curse that's brought down the family line. Wash me thoroughly from my what? Iniquity. So he mentions that, doesn't he? And cleanse me from my what? Sin. Sin is the presence of evil. So is the presence of evil everywhere on the earth? Yes. Why? Because it's called darkness. That's what sin is. For I acknowledge my transgressions. I acknowledge the acts that I have performed that were according to the presence of evil. And my sin is always before me, right? Because darkness is all around you. It's every day. It meets you every time you wake up. It meets you when you sleep sometimes, doesn't it? Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight. That you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity. In other words, I was born with a curse. And in sin my mother conceived me. Everybody here was born in darkness. That's why you must be born again. Amen? Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and then in the hidden part, you will make me to know wisdom. Wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So please understand in this that you and I were born in darkness. We were born with blinders. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. So you and I were born to die. Everything born in this realm is going to die, isn't it? The wages of sin is death. Everything dies in this realm. Everything. Unless you're taken by the Lord. So we see that we are conceived with a curse and sin is darkness. We were born in darkness. We had blinders on us. In the book of Exodus in chapter 10. Outer darkness. The world is under deception. Hell is under torment. And eternal separation is death. Exodus chapter 10, verse 21. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt. Darkness which may even be what? Felt. How many of y'all know that you can feel darkness? You can sense darkness, but when you're living in it, you cannot. It's just a part of life, isn't it? You may be afraid of something. You may be afraid of a shadow. Everyone has walked in a room and sensed something there. They can't wait till they turn the light on. And then when the light's on, they, did you see that? You know what? It wasn't your imagination. It was real. That's the wild part, is it is real. Those things are real. They're not fake. You're sensing those things because they're real. Then we're convinced, oh, it's just my imagination. When I was out on the drug world and using dope, boy, I used to see them all the time. And it wasn't because it was my imagination, because I was feeding them and they were using my eyes and my ears. And I would see families of them. I used to take a gun out and shoot them. Almost blew up my whole house one day. Chasing one up the attic. Believe me, when I'd come home, my neighbors used to take their kids off the street. They thought I was nuts. So did I. I thought I was nuts. But I realized after I wasn't nuts, I was demonized, possessed. Now I still see them, but it's not in a fear factor. It's an area, there you are, I'm coming after you. Hallelujah. See, that's what happens when you're born from darkness into light. Now light exposes darkness. But again, those demonic forces that are in the outer darkness are trying to penetrate into the light areas and into believers. Make no place for the devil. How many of y'all know unforgiveness is an open door? Bitterness, all of those areas, lust and perversion, pornography, drugs, alcohol, all of those things are open doors. I'm okay, I only drink on weekend. So you only act like a heathen on a weekend. Well, then there's really no relationship, is there? And that's not a follower, that's not a believer. It's impossible. Well, but I don't mean what I'm doing, then get help. God always makes a way of escape. He doesn't forsake anyone. Everything is available for me and you. There is no excuse for any of us not to walk in freedom. We still have the last choice. It's the most powerful gift God gave us is free will. Free will. They felt darkness. Their desire, see, was sin. Why? Their desire was to please darkness, not even knowing it. And John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Famous scripture in John 3:16. You know, people need to read the rest of it, though, you know. Would you read it with me? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whatever believes in him should not perish. What's the word believe mean? Follow. So whoever follows on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be what? Saved, rescued from being lost, living outside of salvation's truth. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe or follow is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. Now, everybody grab hold of this. That light has come into the world. And what light is that? Jesus Christ. And men loved darkness rather than light. Why? Because we were born in darkness. So you and I would rather have gone out and use drugs. We have rather gone out and fornicated. We've rather gone out and lied and cheated just like the rest of the world because that was life. Compromised, justified. And men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light. Did you ever notice that when we're out there doing stuff that we shouldn't be doing, we're usually in darkness? I mean, in darkness. Hello. Like sleep till noon, then get up and spend all night doing what we shouldn't do. We didn't want to see light. You ever go in a bar? Don't go try it, okay? But anyways, I remember going in bars and they'd shut down at 4 o'clock in the morning and the lights went on. Everybody looked like a demon. Then you went and looked in the mirror and went, oh, quick, shut the lights off. We hated light. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. In other words, when we're out there doing darkness, man, when we're in the outer darkness, we're out there, we don't want to come to the light yet because we know we're going to be exposed. But it isn't we. It's what's in us that doesn't want to be exposed. So we justify and reason and we come. I can do it. I'm all right. Things will work better. And we're just getting worse. And the spirits are still using us as food. See, so when someone is lost living outside salvation's truth, they're living in darkness. They die in that condition. They go to hell. Who you serve when you die is where you go. Is everybody okay? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for Jesus who came in and brought light. In Psalm 82, would you go there? Psalm 82. Is everybody okay? You know, there's a parable the Lord speaks about, and he says that many will come to him saying, Lord, Lord, I did this in your name. I prophesied in your name. I cast out devils in your name. I healed in your name. I fed in your name. I clothed in your name. I did all these things in your name. See, that person was using God, God wasn't using them. So everybody got it. Because they were still practicing lawless deeds. They were still doing things behind closed door that was darkness. And the Lord said, yeah, I see all you're doing. But you practice lawlessness. Depart from me. I don't know you. See, so people try to justify their relationship by works. They try to justify. I used to know people that used to go out and use. And then Monday morning or Sunday morning, they use Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday morning or whatever, they go to church and they start preaching to everyone. Then they go out and start beating people with the Bible, trying to justify to get ready to use again Monday or Friday. I says, what are you doing? I was involved with a friend who used to try to preach to me. Every time I go pick up the dope with him, he pulled the word, but he has a stack of it. Man, we need to quit. Yeah, okay, give me the dope. You can't preach and hold dope in one hand and the word in the other. It ain't going to work. That's why they call it dope. Psalm 82. Is everybody there? Oh, hallelujah. Verse 1, God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Somebody was upset. Defend the poor and faithless, fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about where? In darkness, and the foundations of the earth are what? Unstable. These are unstable individuals. Oh, they can preach the word. They can declare this. They can declare that. But they are unstable and untrusting. Why? Because they're still connected with darkness. There can be no connection with darkness for me and you. None. Because you'll end up going to outer darkness. You know, the tabernacle of God was established. And in the tabernacle of God, there was three chambers. There's the outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place. Anything around the tabernacle is called outer darkness. Does everybody got that? The world is actually darkness, but it's actually outer darkness. There's a lot of gnashing of teeth in the world, isn't there? Look at all the gossip, slander, all this stuff, man. That's gnashing of teeth, too. All the garbage, everything you turn on. Everybody's promoting fornication. Everybody's promoting evil talking. Everybody's promoting slander. Everybody's promoting this. I mean, it's just plumb disgusting. Hallelujah. In Acts 26. Is everybody there? Acts 26, verse 12. As I journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests At midday, O king, along the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me. While thus occupied, as I journeyed to Damascus, with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, along the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me, saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goad. So I said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and witness both of the things which you have seen and the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to what? Turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So here we see that Jesus, he was talking about Jesus who called Saul and explained to them why he was doing it. See, this is why you're here today, that you may be empowered with the Spirit of God to rescue those who are in darkness and headed to outer darkness. We were rescued for a purpose. That song that we sing, Commission My Soul. Commission My Soul. There is, listen, we are commissioned. We've been sent into this world to fulfill a mission. God sent you into this world to fulfill a mission. You're here in the United States to fulfill a mission. Even though how goofy it is right now, but it is still the freest country in the world. Even though it's getting tighter and tighter and freedoms are being taken away more and more. It is the country that reaches the world. We are here for a purpose to reach the world, to reach the lost. But many of us who were taken captive and sat in darkness, God has rescued so that we can rescue those who are still sitting in darkness. There are many, many still sitting there. In Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 8. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. For you were what? Once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Have no fellowship with it. I'm going to go to 1 John chapter 2. Is everybody there in verse 7? 1 John chapter 2, verse 7. Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which things is true in him and in you, because darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because darkness has what? Blinded his eyes. Blinded his eyes. So many say, yes, I am of the light, but they're still walking in darkness. Well, they're still blinded. Still blinded. And they're headed to outer darkness. They are lost. L-O-S-T. Living outside salvation's truth. The world is under deception, hell is under torment, and eternal separation is death. A terrible thing to stand before the Lord and know his love and glory and then be removed from it, sent to outer darkness. In the book of Jude, in verse 5, but I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, the word Egypt means bondage, it's darkness, after afterward destroyed those who did not believe or followed. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. That great day. See, even the angels are in darkness that fell when they came into this world and put on flesh and they went into women and produced offsprings. And that's in the book of Genesis. The Lord took them and chained them in hell. They are in darkness to be pulled up for judgment. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, again, the world is under deception. It is darkness. Hell is ruled with torment. And eternal separation is death. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And one more scripture. I have more, though, but I only want to do one more. In verse 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 9. Let's read it together. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be what? Well-pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your conscience. Revelation 20. Everyone will appear before him. Nobody escapes. Nobody. We have a saying here, if you don't learn, you get burned. You'll get burned by the enemy. He'll deceive you again. He'll use you to burn someone else, or you can eternally burn. Those are three burns. Many of us have felt the first two often. Getting burned ourselves, doing the things that open the door, or being used to burn someone else. That's darkness. The next step is outer darkness. But God has made a way, hasn't he? He's made a way of escape for me and you. It's called grace. Now let me share something quickly about grace. It is not magical nor mystical. Grace is the plan of God. Everyone say grace is the plan of God. To escape the wrath of God by escaping the deception of the enemy. See, it's God's plan. So if we're saying, well, I'm under grace, but you're still doing darkness, are you under grace? No, because are you doing God's plan? No. So it takes cooperation, doesn't it? Amen? Does everybody got this? So don't let people tell you that grace is some kind of mystical, magical thing, that you're under grace, you're saved by grace. You're saved because you're doing the plan of God. Hello? That's called grace. Mercy was this. Lord, help! What you're asking for him to do is consider you. That's called mercy. Have mercy on me. And when he considers you, he releases grace. He says, okay, here comes my grace. Next thing you know, things begin to open doors. Something happens. You get into a place where you're going to learn. Has everybody got it? Remember, Jesus said, come and learn from me. He said, come and learn from me. He always puts you in a place to learn. Why? So you don't get burned. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, so we've got to learn. Freedom is learned, and trust is earned. So grace is not magical, mystical. It is the plan of God. And without cooperation with the plan of God, you are not under grace. And you will end up in outer darkness. Because only those who do the will of God abide forever. So when we call ourselves believers, we better be following. Amen? This is called reality. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10 and verse 7. Is everybody there? It says, now, when the 1,000 years had expired, Satan will be released from his prison. And he will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, and to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them, who was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. They were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So I encourage you, follow, learn. The enemy comes as a roaring lion, deceiving and stealing and killing and destroying. Again, his greatest weapon is deception, and his power is fear. Outer darkness is a real place. Anything out of the tabernacle for me and you is called outer darkness. Amen? If you are living outside of the tabernacle of God, you are in outer darkness. We want to live in the tabernacle. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And Lord, we just want to lift to you those that are calling out on your name today, Lord, who are living and tormented in outer darkness, that are bound and chained by Satan's kingdom, being used as food to feed them, tormented, hearing the gnashing of teeth and the voice of the enemy. Lord, we pray today that you will rescue those. And everyone who has a family member in here today, Lord, that you would rescue that person and persons and bring them into your glorious light. Visit them, deliver them, heal them, and position them. And Lord, let this seed be protected by the blood of the Lamb, that it grow and bear fruit for your glory. And let us be sensitive to the arenas of the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, that we don't get deceived or open the door to the enemy and be led back into darkness, but that we may walk in the fullness of the light of Christ and be a sign and wonder to those who are in need, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.